My name is Gary, and I'm an alcoholic. I wanted to surprise a few people tonight, so I never mentioned it to anybody. But I'm just honored that Randy called me this morning and said, guess what, you're going to be of service today. You're going to be the 10-minute speaker. So here I am. And first half of the 10 minutes, I'll try to give you a little background history of where I came from. My family grew up out in Santee, scenic Santee. And come from a family of three brothers and a sister, very dysfunctional. My dad was a gambler, and he taught us how to play poker and read the Racing Form at a very young age, so that was just a way of life. Looking seemed to look for shortcuts, but he did teach me some really good qualities. He taught me to make sure you keep your dream alive and work towards it all the time. So I just was a crazy kid, I guess. I don't know. I hated authority, and I hated the nuns that just beat the shit out of me all day long every Sunday. You know, it was amazing. But my dad used to put us on the bed, and he'd put all five of us down, and we'd pray every night in one of our brothers' rooms. So he did teach me that there was a God, and that helped me a lot. That helped me a lot. You know, just growing up with no discipline, I was on the streets at a very young age, many times up till 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, and I'm 9 or 10 years old. And I thought that was normal. Well, everybody else was in their house, going to sleep, doing their homework. Homework? Are you kidding me? I didn't want anything to do with that stuff. I just wanted to get out and have some fun. So my whole life has been based around fun and without any responsibility. But AA has allowed me the privilege of finally growing up and getting a glimpse at what it takes to be responsible. And I tell you, it's an amazing process when I started reading that big book and I realized that, you know, I could be somebody. I can be somebody different than what my past has to reckon with. And I just didn't like that. I didn't like that. You know, I had a lot of friends at the bars and taverns I used to hang out with out in East County. And you know, when I told them I got sober and I was a member of AA, they said, you're going to lose all your friends. And I says, I don't know. What are you talking about? I gained a bunch of friends. Those kind of friends are the ones that gave me LSD and dragged me off to a Halloween party and leave me. Now, that was kind of scary. Halloween's a real scary part for me because I just remember being on a trip. And if you've never been to a Halloween party on LSD, don't do it because it'll be a serious bad adventure. Everybody's in horns and pitchforks. I thought I was in hell. And I was. After 13 hours, it was ridiculous, you know? So, you know, my choice of drugs after all of that shit from the 70s and riding motorcycles became alcohol. It just was a way of life. I remember we used to sit around the house, and Wednesday night was our family night. And we'd take my mom, we were 12 and 13, get her in a car, drag her down to 7-Eleven, put the money on the counter and the beer and come home because we had to watch the Looney Tunes for an hour. Maybe that's why I like this character. I just kind of go backwards. And I'm still there. You know, I was like, geez, you're a loony, all right. I was dysfunctional and had a DNA problem called alcoholism. That was my problem. And so it was just a way of life. You know, I mean, going to high school, we just partied every weekend. And we used to take kegs of beer and go up on the hills out in Santee and party, and helicopters would fly over. And it was crazy. I mean, remember this one time we had like 60 people in the backyard. And we're all getting high, and we're smoking dope and all that stuff. And the sheriff helicopter was flying overhead. And he had a big light down. He says, okay, all your kids have to disperse. And my dad's in the middle of us, and he goes, all right, boys, let's give them the bird. So we gave them the bird. It wasn't more than 2 minutes later. There was like 3 or 4 cop cars at the house. You know, and they say, hey, Johnny, you know, those kids in the back, we're all going to have, you know, you got to get rid of them. He goes, nah, they're all spending the night. God bless my mother, man. Poor mom, man. She didn't know how many people were going to be sleeping over the night. It was crazy. You just trip on them and, all right, go down and get another flat of eggs. Here we go. You know, and that was just the way of life. And I just didn't know any different. You know, I was married for a long time. I raised 3 beautiful daughters. They're all well-educated. One of them has a PhD. She teaches at San Diego State. And that one there is the oldest, and that's a trip trying to get in a conversation with her. Oh, my God. If the words aren't right and the sentence structure isn't put together right, man, I get, bam, criticized. I just I mean, living in a house full of women, there's one week you didn't want to be home. You know, it's just one of those things, you just didn't want to be home. It was terrible. It was terrible. So, I got 5 more minutes. Good. Okay, but anyway, that was just part of the past. But I'll tell you what's so great about AA that I found, and you know, I'll tell you where that started. I have a great friend in here, and I owe her my life. She really did help me a lot. She introduced me to AA and walked me through the first 3 months of meetings and books and just reading and getting to know everybody. And this was my first meeting that I ever been to, was right here at SoCal. And I'm just indebted to her forever and ever, because that last day of drinking, my last day of drinking, was like 2 bottles of Jack Daniels and a case of beer. And that was in a 14-8, I don't know how many hours it was. And I woke up the next morning and I looked at myself in the mirror and I didn't know who I was. I mean, I was like a ghost. And I was scared to death. I had no body functions the night before. My stomach was out to here. My liver was, and my bladder was killing me. And my back hurt all the time. All the time. Because when your liver gets large, it starts pressing on different organs that it's not supposed to be pressing on. Right? And you don't sleep when you're an alcoholic and you're drunk. You don't sleep. You pass out 3-4 hours, you wake up, power down again. And you do that continuously. But see, nobody knew the secrets that was going on behind the door but God. Because I was drinking in the mornings, and nobody knew about that one. See, it's been my experience. All the alcoholics that I've known always have a secret stash that nobody knows about. And nobody's going to find out except for the man upstairs. And so, you know, what I discovered, too, coming into AA, is that, you know, working the steps are probably the most astronomical. It's probably the best thing that ever happened to me. They're life-changing. I mean, if you're new tonight and you haven't worked the steps, trust me, grab onto it, because they are life-changing. When I got to step 4, it took me 2 months. I think my sponsor's in here someplace. Where is he? Where's Rod? Rod and Randy. I know they're in here someplace, but there he is. Yeah, he says, we're going to work step 4. So he gives me this big booklet about 8 inches thick. You know, and it goes back from when I was born, practically, to adulthood. Every personality, anything. And I says, oh, my God, I got to answer all these questions? That reminds me of the 20 questions I got when I first started. I put, no, 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 no. 6 months later, I just put an extra yes. I was definitely all that. But anyway, and with retrospect, step 4 was tough. Step 5 was just one of those steps where I had to really get naked. And that was tough. But I've discovered to understand what my head's really like. And I wrote this down and I put it on the refrigerator. A man's mind may be like a garden, cultivated smartly or allowed to run wild. But when we seek a higher power, useful seeds begin to flow. If no useful seeds are put in, then weeds will grow and we will fail. Strength in your mind can only be developed by effort and practice. See, alcohol did one thing to me. It took me further than I wanted. It kept me longer than I wanted to stay, cost me more than I was willing to pay, and hurt everybody around me in just about every imaginable way. I was an author of a book called How to Alienate Yourself and Create Enemies. And I was writing that book by the chapter. And so when I read the chapter in the big book called The Vision, I knew that the Four Horsemen had a hold of me. Because I didn't need anybody else around to drink. All I needed was my bottle. And that was it. And my higher power came into my life. And you know, the thing that really set me free is when I discovered that a God of my understanding, that set me free to where I could believe in a God that understood my situation. And it wasn't something that was trying to be pounded down on me by somebody else. And I'll tell you, that made a world of difference to me. You know, if this mustache stays on, I'll be okay. I don't know, I might rip my skin off when I take it off. But Halloween's a good night, I guess. I don't know. You know, it's just I don't know if that makes any sense to you, but you know, the first thing that my sponsor told me was, we're going to open up the book, and I want you to read the very first page. I opened it up, blank. He goes, that's right, that's where we're going to start. And he says, then we're going to go through this book word by word. And I thought, oh my God. And then I started reading, he goes, stop, you know what that word means? I said, no. He goes, get your big dictionary out. So I started getting a dictionary out. I said, this is going to take forever. He goes, you got a lifetime. What are you worried about? You know, it's a lifelong adventure. You're not here to fix yourself quickly, are you? You want to fix yourself definitely. And I says, well, I got this problem, that problem. He goes, well, fine. He accepted me for who I was. And that's the neat thing about Alcoholics Anonymous. They will accept you for who you are, not what you think you need to be. And this will flay you open if you're not careful. And then you'll finally learn that one of the greatest gifts you can do is to give and not ask for anything back, is to give and not expect anything back. And I tell you, that was a hard one coming from a selfish, egotistical maniac like me that hurt just about everybody I was around. And I heard this from a good friend. She told me, you want to be a host to love, not a captive to your ego. And that made all the sense in the world. So anyway, my name is Gary, and I'm an alcoholic. Thanks for letting me share.